Now, the sudden transatlantic rift over the future of Ukraine is being laid bare this week with two very separate meetings planned. US officials are due to start preliminary talks with their Russian counterparts on how to end the war, that meeting to take place in Saudi Arabia sometime this week. While in Paris today, Emmanuel Macron will host a summit of European defence powers to demand that Ukraine and Europe should be involved in that process. And all of this against a backdrop of the Munich Security Conference, where the US Vice President J.D. Vance appeared to signal a massive change to the transatlantic alliance. Well, we'll be speaking shortly to Politico's Suzanne Lynch, who was at that conference. But first, we'll go to Kyiv and the BBC's correspondent there, James Waterhouse. James, thanks for joining us. To that meeting in Saudi Arabia, first of all, do we have any update on when exactly it will be, who'll be there, and more significantly, who won't be there?
Well, if we go on the US Secretary of State's comments yesterday, Marco Rubio, he said he expects the meeting to be in the coming days. He was in Israel yesterday, so he is in the region. And we understand that he will lead a delegation of senior US officials, and they will meet with he will meet with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, where they will discuss. We don't know what they will discuss. We don't know. What America is saying is that they are merely trying to get Russia to the table. But from where I am at the moment, if you look at the words of the last week, where it is Ukraine seemingly going to be compelled to compromise on issues like territory, NATO membership, the question being asked here is, well, what is Russia being asked to do? Volodymyr Zelensky, coincidentally, is in the Middle East on a long scheduled visit, we're told. He's in the UAE today talking on issues of humanitarian aid and prisoner of war exchanges. And he told us, a senior government official told us yesterday that he wasn't invited and therefore won't be sending a team. So while America says Ukraine will be at the table, it seems not this one at this stage in the Middle East.
So is it a case then of at the table, but just not yet? Is there an expectation that they will be at the table at some point?
It seems to be the case, but we're seeing Ukraine sort of reassert its stance here, where it is saying two things. It's saying we will simply not agree to any peace agreement if we're not involved. And what they're also saying is that they will not engage with Russian officials until there is a clear plan for how peace can be agreed or how the negotiations will take place. And it's been, frankly, hard to keep pace with the flurry of political announcements and positions from the White House for Ukraine. You know, military, American boots on the ground was ruled out. Now they're talking about military leverage against Russia, Washington. You know, it's incredibly confusing for Ukraine on something that is so consequential.
So to that end, is it crucial for Ukraine what happens in Paris today? And what do you think Volodymyr Zelensky will want to hear and need to hear from that meeting today?
Oh, I think there's going to be an irony not lost for President Zelensky in that what does it take for Europe to have a meaningful discussion about how it can contribute militarily for Ukraine's fight? Now, of course, Ukraine has received a lot. Of course, we're talking in the context of post-ceasefire. But it is, in fact, with the prospect of America withdrawing its support for security on the continent that has got European leaders having to have a meaningful conversation. Now, of course, Ukraine would welcome any kind of pledges in that regard. But what is more consequential is, I think, the conversations in the Middle East, because we are hearing repetitions from the Trump administration that they believe that Vladimir Putin wants peace. And that is a very consequential judgment for Ukraine. This is a Kremlin who repeated its claims that it wouldn't invade in the first place. And of course, Ukrainians just point to the last 3 years as to why they don't believe Russia wants peace.
Okay, James Waterhouse, thank you so much for joining us.